Have you nailed Snapchat yet? Do you need some inspiration? I'm going to be joined by Carmen Collins, great name, and we're going to talk all about how Cisco runs Snapchat for employer branding today. Let's do this. Hey son, Svesan, how's it going? You've tuned in to the Link Humans podcast hosted by yours truly, Jorgen Sundberg, aka the Lord of the Dance at Link Humans. This podcast is where I speak to people in organizations that link humans with innovation and technology. It's the final week of July. I've managed to travel to France on business twice in 1 week. Not sure it was the best time of the year to go there. It was pretty hot down there, but I guess it was all worth it for the fantastic coffee, croissants, and I even had a fantastic Alsatian pretzel yesterday. Here at Link Humans, we're only days away from launching pre-sales tickets to SM London Live, our annual conference, which is happening on the 9th of November at a very cool venue called Bounce in central London. We have speakers confirmed from my favorite news outlets, my previous broadband provider, and my favorite professional network. Keen to know more? Have a look at socialmedialondon.co.uk for all the details. And would you like to be featured on this podcast, your company, your brand, your product? Would you like to advertise? Get in touch for a full media kit. Just email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com and podcast fame awaits. With that, it's time to transition to this week's interview, which is all about Cisco's Snapchat. Let's patch in the sunshine state of Florida. Carmen Collins, how are you?
Hi, nice to be here. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Tell us about Cisco and what you do there.
So I have the best job in the world.
Good.
And some people may argue with me, but I'm going to win. I have the best job in the world. I am the social media lead for our talent brand team at Cisco. So rather than sitting in the marketing department, my team sits in the HR department. And my job is to use social media, which I'm super passionate about. I've been doing social media for way longer than I want to tell anybody because it'll know how old I am. But I use social media to make people want to work here. And I get to do that by amplifying what our employees already say. So it's a fun job because I get to connect with the employees and I get to use social media. So that's what I do. Best job ever.
Best job ever. Great. And Cisco, for our listeners that are not familiar with the company.
So Cisco is the world's leader in IT, I want to say. So we are a technology company. We've been around for a long time. We just had our 30th anniversary last year.
Wow.
But we've progressed from being a company that's all about routers and switches, which is, you know, kind of our legacy product, to being innovators and the Internet of Things and how do you make connections with technology that really change the world. So, for example, Cisco just launched a new advertising campaign called Never Better. And there's never been a better time to do certain things. And one of my favorite pieces of that campaign is this idea of using technology to connect rhinos in Africa to stop poachers. So we can see where the rhinos are, we can track the poachers, and we keep them safe. And it's just what's so great about technology. And that's the kind of work that Cisco does. And that's why it's also a great place to work here.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. Is there a hashtag for the rhino connectedness?
The hashtag for that campaign is #NeverBetter.
Never better, okay.
And then if you want to see what our employees say about it, our employee tribe uses #WeAreCisco.
Great. Okay. And I read an interesting article on the ERE website where you basically told a story of how you guys use Snapchat for employer branding and talent branding purposes. Could you tell us a little bit about this, please?
Sure. So the Talent Brand team has been thinking for about a year now, how could we use Snapchat? Because Snapchat is the new shiny social media tool. And it's different than all other social media tools, which is what made it a little challenging as we thought about it, how we were going to use it. And it's also very age specific. It's very, it skews very young, millennials, Gen Z, and they don't use it exactly for branding. It's not a marketing tool, right? It's not like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram where you can have a little control as a brand and market. So we thought about it and thought about it. And I had this thought, I had to take some time off from work to have surgery. And maybe it was a drug-induced idea. I don't know. But I came back and said, you know, I think I know how we should use Snapchat. I think we should hand the keys over to our employees, because I don't think anyone on Snapchat particularly cares what, you know, a marketing team or, you know, what marketers want to say on Snapchat. I think that what made it enticing and what made it viable as a platform for us was to use our employees. So we launched, I think it's been a little over 2 months ago. We were the first Snapchat account at Cisco. And we've had great success with it. And we're having just a really great time doing it. And I think, which is why the reason you reached out, I think people are having a really great time watching it, because our employees get to be themselves and talk about working here. So it's a really fun project.
Yeah. Could you talk us through the steps of setting this up? I guess, you know, how you planned everything and what some of the challenges were as well with Snapchat in particular.
Sure. Well, the challenges with Snapchat is that it's less of a challenge if you're a social media person, because social media folks have known for a really long time that it's not about the quantity of your followers, it's about the quality of your followers. Mm-hmm. And while follower count has always been sort of this, I call it a little bit of a vanity metric or a C-suite metric, right? The C-suite wants to see that you're growing your account, that people are following you, but they also want to see that people are engaging with you. And so Snapchat has made this an industry norm. Snapchat does not give you a follower count. Snapchat gives you a score and you can tell how much engagement you're getting, but the idea of followers goes out the window. So that was one of the challenges, is how are we going to measure success with Snapchat, because it's not a traditional channel. And another challenge, which for me as a social media manager was the scariest thing, is how are we going to roll this out to an employee base that is 70,000 people strong? So, you know, we have a global company, we have offices around the globe, and how are we going to make this work? Because we're giving the username and password, you know, to our employees. And we had concerns about our account getting hacked. Not that our employees would do anything untoward with the username and password, but, you know, the more you share it, the more vulnerable you become as a channel. So what we did is we started by setting up we called them the Rainbow Kitten Unicorns. That's because they are so awesome. So through our social listening over the past year on our We Are Cisco channels, so a little plug if you want to follow along, we are Cisco on Twitter, We Are Cisco on Facebook, and We Are Cisco on Snapchat. So in our social listening over the past year, we've been able to identify certain employees that are super ambassadors. They're always talking about how much fun it is to work at Cisco. They come up with the neatest photos. We just launched our former CEO, John Chambers, who is now our executive chairman, had our communications center named after him. And so there's a bronze bust of his head outside of that communication center, and the employees loved it, and they started this whole social media campaign called hashtag selfies with John, and they would go and they would take their photo with the statue, and it became this big fun thing, and John Chambers saw it and loved it. So they're just super ambassadors anyway. And so we got them all in a room using our wonderful technology, because we have employees in San Jose, we have employees in RTP, which is Raleigh, North Carolina, we have some in the UK. And so when I say we got them all in a room, some were in a room, some were on WebEx, and we just asked them if they would be our pilot group. So we did approach this as a pilot to start because it was new. We weren't sure how we were going to do this. But what's great about my team and my manager, who is the director of culture for the talent brand team, her name is Macy Andrews, she has really given our team freedom. She says, you're the experts. I want you to go. And Cisco is about innovating. And if it fails, okay, what did we learn? And if it succeeds, well, then we have this great Snapchat channel. And, you know, we get to talk about it on podcasts like this. So we started with this pilot group of employees. And
sorry, how big was this group?
We had 30, about 30. I'm sure it was like 31, off number, but about 30 employees. And we asked them first, we said, is this something that you would be interested in? And of course, we already knew they were our talent brand ambassadors. And they said, absolutely, we would be interested. And so the next step we did was we created a content calendar. So we have a shared document that looks like a calendar. And each of these employees has access to that calendar. It's a closed access document, so only the people in the Snapchat group have access. And they go in and they say, okay, it's July 3rd, and I'm going to post about this, and I'm going to be in this location. And so they sort of choose the days they want to snap for us. And we make sure, as the social media team, that the calendar is filled out, that there's, you know, someone on each day. If we know there is an event, like our all-employee meeting, we try to put that on the calendar and say, does anybody want to be the Snapchatter for this event? But that's how we manage the team.
So one kitten rainbow unicorn will commit to saying, okay, I'm going to do these type of updates that day and so on. Will they then be in charge for the whole day, or is it just for those particular updates and other people will do other updates in between?
Well, this is what's great about our kitten rainbow unicorns. They sort of came together and self-organized. So if one person said, I have a few snaps, but I'm on the East Coast of the U.S., and I know that I'll be done at 11 o'clock, but that's just about the time that San Jose is waking up. Does anybody want to take over that day? And they email each other back and forth, and they send cute little memes back and forth to each other. And so they really self-organize. Usually it's one person per day. But we have had times where, for example, our CEO, Chuck Robbins, has been on our Snapchat account. And that's because one of our Snapchatters was working with him on a project to film a video. And the two Snapchatters, the one that had that day originally, and then the one that was with our CEO, just emailed back and forth and said, hey, is it okay if I cut in the middle of your day? Because, hey, our CEO wants to say hi. And so they just talk amongst themselves. I mean, they're such a great group of employees that I can't say enough good things about them.
And behind the scenes, do you guys use something like, Yammer or Slack to communicate? Where do they kitten rainbow unicorns? Where do they hang out internally?
They mostly stick to email because that is the most... usually the most direct and urgent way. We at Cisco get very used to making sure that we have our urgent emails taken care of. But Cisco also has a technology called Spark. And it is a technology that allows you to group in what they call rooms. So if we have a Spark room, it is kind of like an instant messenger platform that a team or a group can instantly talk to one another. So we have a lot of Cisco technology in the background that we're using. But usually email is the most direct way. Sometimes we even turn to the other social media channels and tweet each other and say, hey, are you doing this? So they're a great group.
And what content could one expect? I was just looking at We Are Cisco on Snapchat right now, and I could see some guys having lunch in an office, and I think they were playing ping pong and so on. What do we normally get served up on this account?
Well, Cisconians, that's what we call our Cisco folks. Cisconians really like food. So you'll see a lot of food. They love the cafes. They love the chefs. They love their snacks. So you'll see a lot of food. But one of the things that we've really tried to do is tell our employees to be them. We have a social media policy at Cisco for all of our employees to sign that gives them, you know, general guidelines. I like to call call it, would you show it to your mom guidelines, right? Just keep it clean, keep it smart. And other than that, we don't over-architect it. We sometimes make suggestions, like if the social media team sees that Snapchat has made an update. For example, recently they allowed you to put one of the stickers into a video and to anchor it within the video. And so that new technology came along. We let the Snapchatters know that this was now an option. But mostly, we let them be them. And I think that's what you'll see on the Snapchat account, is our employees being themselves. Sometimes they're goofy, and they love the lenses. I think the most popular one is the dog where the tongue comes out when you open your mouth. I think they really like that one a lot.
Yeah.
But you'll also see them, you know, working and going to conferences and learning and attending meetings. So, but you'll see them being them, which is what I think makes it a great channel.
So this has been rolling for 2 months. Where do you see it heading? Will it expand the unicorn group, or do you want to keep it small numbers, more manageable perhaps?
Yeah, so we want to keep it small numbers, but what we're doing is each month we're rolling in new Snapchatters. So we have our original Rainbow Unicorns group. They will always be our original Rainbow Unicorns. But each month, I would say we roll about 10 new Snapchatters into the group, and we have started to roll it out more globally. We started with the US and the UK because that was probably the easiest to manage from where the social media team sits in the US. But we are trying to find Snapchatters in different locations. I know we have one in Prague coming up, and we're trying to work with Australia. And that's another challenge, right, is the time difference. So if someone in Australia is doing a Snapchat, is how many people are going to view it, because the people in our headquarters in San Jose are probably still sleeping. So we're working out some of those issues, and I'm not sure we'll ever solve for them. You know, sometimes you just have to take a risk and take a chance and do something different and cool. But we're also starting to look at how do we use Snapchat at some of the events, some of the recruiting events we go to. For example, our university recruiters, when they go to campuses, how are we going to use Snapchat there? When we go to conferences like the Grace Hopper Conference for Women, how are we going to use it there? And, you know, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to follow and, you know, see what's in store, because it's going to get even more fun in the next couple months.
And the content that goes up on Snapchat, do you keep it exclusive onto Snapchat, or will it also turn, or could it go perhaps first on Snapchat and then onto other platforms? Or do you give people a reason to follow just this account?
Excuse me. No, actually, we do cross-populate the content. It depends on the content.
Yeah.
So if we get a really great Snapchat photo, we'll put that on Instagram. When our CEO, Chuck Robbins, appeared, he was so magnanimous, and he actually thanked our followers. He said, thank you for following. We are Cisco. And so, of course, we took that video and put it on Twitter and put it on Instagram. So it really depends on the content. But I would say, for the most part, the content on Snapchat is not exclusive to Snapchat, but best viewed there because of the format, because of the lenses and the filters that they can use. So it's not exclusive content, but I think it's more Snapchatty, if that's a word.
It's best experience on the native platform.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I assume you use Snapchat yourself.
I do, yes.
And how many of, as a percentage of Cisco employees use it, do you think?
I'm actually really surprised by the response we've had from employees. Now, admittedly, it is going to skew to probably early in career folks at Cisco or interns. Our interns came in this summer and they were like, holy cow, Cisco's on Snapchat. This is the best thing ever. And so it does skew a little younger. But I will say that the enthusiasm about Snapchat has encouraged some of us who I can say this because I am one of them. Some of the olds, that's what we call ourselves. Some of the olds have started to look at Snapchat and adopt it. And a lot of them joined just to follow along the We Are Cisco story. Some of our employees have said it's really great to see employees in different parts of the world, what they're doing, how they interpret things. But I would say, I don't know, 10 to 15% of our Cisco employees are on Snapchat. And that number is growing fast because we're doing some fun stuff and people want to be a part of it. So,
yeah. And if we look at the more traditional social networks, I guess LinkedIn and Facebook will be the ones who are most usage amongst your employees, I'm guessing.
I would say probably LinkedIn mm-hmm. a lot, but we have a lot of employees on Twitter, a lot of employees on Instagram. Again, that tends to skew a little more towards our early in career. But what we tell our employees, and what I love in the past year that I've seen, is employees really feel empowered to be social. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, I'm the social media manager. I'm supposed to be on every channel. That's my job. Pick the one you like. If it's Instagram, the We Are Cisco hashtag works just as well there as it does on Twitter.
Yep.
You know, we can see, pick where you love and show what you love. And they've really adopted that. And that We Are Cisco hashtag is kind of our mantra as a tribe. I like to call us the Cisco tribe because that's when we're a big family, right? And we come together around this one thing. And they've really taken to social, I would say, in the past year. And I think it's changing the way people look at Cisco. I think people now look at us and say, wow, okay, you guys are doing some cool stuff and you have great people. And I think we're breaking that stereotype of Cisco as this 30-year-old company and Cisco as this innovative company where people are doing cool things.
Cool, cool. So we established it's cool and innovative. But what what happens when CEO Chuck, when he comes in and say, Carmen, where's the ROI on Snapchat?
Yes, the ROI question. Well, here's the great thing. We've partnered with a company called Del Mondo. And Nick Cicero is a friend of mine. It's his company. And he is a social media person, too. And so that's how we've connected with our social media tribe. But he has a company that works with Snapchat influencers. And if you work with Snapchat influencers, you have to be able to show Snapchat metrics. So he helps us, he and his company help us with our metrics. And so what we do know is that since we've started 2 months ago, we've grown our follower base by about 600% per week, which is huge because on Snapchat, as you know, you can't discover new accounts as easily as you can, say, on Twitter or Facebook. You have to know the username or the Snap code.
Yep.
To follow someone. So we're really proud of that metric that we've grown as much as we have so quickly. And then one of the other stats that we know is the rate of engagement. So when someone starts watching our Snapchat story, 70 to 80% of them finish watching the Snapchat story. So they are engaged and they're interested in what's going on. And we keep growing our reach each week as we grow our percentage of followers. So we do have the metrics behind it. But I think that especially for new channels and when you do innovate and do something differently, that's the great thing about Cisco. Like I said before, is sometimes the failure is just not doing it. And I think that our CEO and our leadership would have, you know, looked at that as a failure if we didn't showcase our employees on Snapchat. Rather than how are we looking at the metrics? But as Snapchat grows and matures, and as we as a channel grow and mature, then we can go back and say, yes, it was a great risk, and here's why. And we're watching that very carefully.
Yeah, great. And anecdotally, do you know if it's influenced anyone's hiring decision, whether they wanted to work for Cisco?
You know, I don't have a number of actual applies, for example, but I have, like you said, anecdotal stories. One of our Snapchatters was telling me the other day that his friends now call him the Cisco Kid because they always tease him. Are you still at Cisco? You know, because you're having this party after work and you're hanging. They really notice that he loves what he does by watching him on Snapchat and him on his own social media handles. And like I told you, our interns came in this summer and I love our interns. I had about 5 or 6 of them reach out to me and say, we want to do some Snapchat filters. And I said, well, here you go. Here's your parameters. Go figure it out. Come back to us. So they're really excited about it. And they tell their friends. And so I think that working at Cisco now amongst your own network as an employee they really notice a difference. And I think that that has affected Cisco. For example, LinkedIn came out yesterday with their list of the top 40, what did they call them, the LinkedIn attractors?
That's it, yeah.
So, you know, Cisco being on that list, I don't know that we would have been on that list 3 or 4 years ago. And we're on that list, I think we were in the top 25. So that's a huge impact of our talent brand and the work that my manager, Macy Andrews, and our team is doing, not only in social, but just for talent brand. Like, I think we're seeing the needle move. And it's really exciting. It's a really exciting time to be doing this.
All thanks to Snapchat. Yay.
It's all Snapchat.
Okay. So if we look beyond Cisco, what are a few brands that inspire you on Snapchat?
So I use Snapchat, but I will be honest, I don't follow a lot of brands on Snapchat.
Fair enough. It could be personal brands.
I think the reason is, for what I mentioned before, I just don't think it's a place for traditional marketing.
Mm.
But I notice what brands do on Snapchat. So the Taco Bell lens with the, you got the taco head. I thought that was genius. I know that Disney has used with the new Alice in Wonderland movie. So, you know, I see a lot of what brands are doing. I like to follow, and who doesn't probably in the space? I think GE, I do follow them as a brand. I think they are a good inspiration source for a lot of brands that are thinking about doing Snapchat, because I think they do it the right way. I don't think they're trying to market to anyone in a traditional sense. I think they're just showing you how cool their technology is and how cool their employees are, which is what we try to do in a different way with our employee takeovers. And I think HubSpot, I like what HubSpot does on Snapchat. I think they've got a weird, quirky sense of humor that I like in their snaps. But mostly I follow, you know, as I've gone into social media, I use different channels for different things. So Twitter is the channel where I look at thought leadership and presenting myself as a brand. But some of these channels like Snapchat and Instagram have become my personal space, which is what Facebook was 5 or 6 years ago when it started, right? So some of them I keep to my personal network, but I do pay attention very closely to what brands are doing, because I think we can inspire each other. And I think in a way it challenges us, like, what can I do or what can the team do that will take this to the next level? So people will be talking about us as Cisco, as we are Cisco on Snapchat. And in a year from now, looking at us as a thought leader or an inspiration for somebody else to do an account on Snapchat. That's my hope anyway. I think that our employees are a really good example of how to do it the right way.
Yeah, for sure. And that leads me nicely onto my final question. What is the one next big thing for Snapchat and you guys? And in 1 year's time, what will people be writing about you on Snapchat?
Well, I hope they'll be writing about how awesome our employees are. I get a little emotional sometimes when I talk about it, because I'm so proud of them. I'm like this mama bear. we're all the same age, so it makes no sense. But, you know, since my team is kind of the back end of this machine and how we make it work, I'm so proud of them. But I think we're going to get a lot more innovative. I think Snapchat, they just surpassed Twitter and you know, number of followers. It's just amazing to watch. And I think it's just going to make every other social media channel have to turn to more authenticity when brands are representing themselves, which is how they should probably be doing it anyway. But we all know that marketers are marketers, and, you know, they broke Facebook and now they're trying to break Instagram. But I think Snapchat is going to push us all in the direction of how can we be authentic in our message. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Final question. Just where can our listeners connect with yourself, learn more about Cisco in general, and what's the Snapchat account they should all be following?
Sure. Well, definitely the Snapchat account. is We Are Cisco, all together, all one word, all lowercase. We Are Cisco. And you can follow me. Most of my social handles are all the same, Instagram, Twitter. It's hard. It's C, like cat, Shirky, Shirkey, Collins, Collins. That's me on Twitter. And I don't give out my Snapchat handle. You kind of have to know me to follow me. But you can find me pretty much everywhere else.
Great. Carmen Collins, many thanks for your time.
I just appreciate you having me on. It was so much fun to talk to you.
Okay, so I hope you got a lot out of that interview with Carmen. I certainly follow We Are Cisco on Snapchat, and it's a very busy account and certainly does a great job of showcasing what goes on inside the organization. So well done to Carmen and her team. And of course, everything that Carmen mentioned today will be in the show notes article. So have a look on linkhumans.com/podcast. And of course, these articles are also syndicated on a couple of other sites. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast in iTunes and other places. When you hit that subscribe button, please let me know so that I can thank you personally. And finally, many thanks for tuning in as always, and I look forward to catching up with you next week.
So my word of wisdom is this, that you should always take the time to smell the roses, to watch the sunset, because we are in a world right now that is so connected. You're so jacked in, and you're not going to turn 90 and look back on your life and think, oh, I wish I would have sent that text message, or I wish I would have checked that email. You're gonna look back and be like, I wish I had taken the time to travel or spend time with my family. And I think that that's the thing that I've learned. And you know, it takes some work-life balance. It takes some learning how to say to yourself, it's okay to shut off. But I think that's really, really important. And I have another one. If you're going to watch those sunsets, always remember that the best sunsets come with the cloudy skies. And that's sort of a life lesson, right? That good things often come from stormy skies. So that's my other piece of wisdom.